that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We serve an awesome God who's worthy of praise, glory, and honor, and for this I bless him, and for this I give him glory. You know, I got a phone call yesterday, and the preacher was asking me, man, why do you get up every morning and work so hard to share a word 5 days a week after doing it twice on Sunday and then Bible study on Tuesday? And I didn't have an answer beyond the fact that I know that and I believe that this word is a seed that's planting in people's lives, that's changing lives all around the world. And I'm so grateful to be godly connected to you. So family, help me. And let's advance the kingdom by sharing this post. Soon as you get off this call, soon as you get off this video, share this post on your video and watch God bless you. Some great things are happening, family, friends, and family day at the center this coming Sunday at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. I'd love for you to come out and be with us. Watch us online. It's going to be absolutely fantastic. And on Saturday, Trunk or Treat, an alternative ministry to Trick or Treat. Welcome to come on out and be with us right there on the Center of Hope campus. So come on out and be with us, and I know that you will be blessed. Let's pray. Let's start our day off with prayer. Father, I thank you for you are awesome and mighty, and there is none like you. God, we bless you just for being God. You are wonderful. You are awesome, God, and you do great things. So, God, I pray now that those who are connected to this call will feel your power and your might, that your grace and peace will go with us on today. God, that you will give us all that we need to do all that we have been called to do today. And for this, God, we will bless you and we will give you praise. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Devin, let's go to the Word of God on this morning. Let's go to Malachi chapter 3, Malachi chapter 3 and verse 12. And it says simply this, "And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts." I want you to leave this morning from this call with this thought. All nations shall call you blessed. I have been called a lot of things in my life, and so have you. I've been called this, that, and the other. I've been called good, the bad, and the ugly. But this text here says that all nations are going to call you blessed. I want you to speak that into your own life and just lay hands on yourself and say, I am blessed. Before we even get started, don't you know that there are millions of people who would love to trade places with you right now? In spite of all that you think is going crazy in your life, there are people who would love to just click a button and be in your situation. You are blessed. I heard someone say, if you have $15 to your name, you are wealthier than most people in the world. You are blessed. If you've got a reasonable portion of your health and strength, you are blessed. So the Bible says all nations shall call you blessed. This is the commandment from God. The definition of blessed means to be bound and connected and to recognize your benefits. Most people don't work jobs just for the money. They work the jobs for the benefits. Bene meaning the good and the fit. How does it fit you? Your blessing is derived from the good that God has placed to fit your life. You are blessed because of your connection with God. It's not who you are, but it's whose you are that causes you to be blessed. Once upon a time, I had this radio that I bought brand new, and I would turn it on, and the lights wouldn't work. I couldn't get any sound. I couldn't get any music, and I wondered what was wrong with it. I took it all the way back to the store and said, listen, I bought this brand new radio, and it's not working. And they looked at the radio all around. It still had the wrapper on it. It was still brand new. And he said, well, did you connect it, the cord, to the radio and plug it in? You know what? I never thought about that. I just wanted music. Why? The functionality of the radio depended upon its connection. You won't get what you want until you get it connected. Your blessing is part of your connection to God. The commandment says that you will remain connected, you will be blessed, and you will have peace. This type of internal peace, and it's present even in times of conflict. Family, I want you to know that when you're truly blessed, it doesn't matter what's going on around your life. It doesn't matter if all hell is breaking loose. The blessings of God are not styled. They don't come and go. They're not up and down. The blessings of God is a lifestyle. The word blessings is more than who you are. It's whose you are. What you get is just stuff, and that's often temporary. But your blessing is permanent. Why? Because it's the power of God in your life. It's a lifestyle. I want you to know, family, that you are blessed beyond measure, and all nations are going to call you blessed. So let me bring this to a close. How can God, this text here, all nations shall call you blessed? What it means is that God's going to do something in your life that's going to cause other people to see the power of God and fortify your testimony. People who know where you come from, who know what you've been through, they're going to see the power of God and God's hand upon your life and be able to say, you know what, I don't like him, but he's blessed. You know what, I can't stand her, but she is blessed. I found out that when you're blessed, even your enemies will have to say, there's a blessing upon our life. So family, today, I speak it into your life. All nations are going to call you blessed. Your coworkers, your family, your cousins that don't even like you, they're going to call you blessed. Why? Because you are connected to a God that's sowing miracles into your life. Let's pray. Father, you are awesome and mighty, and I thank you for the blessed, the anointed, the healed, the delivered, the powerful people who are connected to this call, this video right now. God, your word says all nations shall call us blessed if we stay connected to you. So, God, today we are fortifying our connection in prayer and praise. God, we thank you in advance. Some of us don't see the blessing, but, God, we believe that we know that they are on the way. And that, God, that nations and people and family and neighbors and church family will call us blessed, not because of who we are, but because of whose we are and whom we are connected to. So, God, I speak blessings to those who are on this call. I don't care if they're at the lowest point of their life. You are the God that can do anything but fail. May blessings flow because of this God connection. Father, and for this, I will bless you, and I will give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Family, you are blessed, and whom God blesses can no man curse. So I'm believing God for great things for you. Go into this day with your blessed self and watch God do the incredible. I got to get out of here, y'all. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Post this video with your blessed self. All right? Have a great day. Two fingers. Peace.